So, simple definition, marketing that involves leveraging AI to automate the creation of content, the development of marketing strategies, the outreach that you're doing in your marketing, and all of this based on your vibes with the AI. Essentially, guys, this is the exact marketing that we've been doing since the inception of the show and since we all started using these AI tools in our marketing strategies. Now, again, it just has that new buzzword, that new clickbaity term that is basically due to the virality of vibe coding, because we've all been vibe marketing for quite some time now if you're using AI. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight talking about the two buzzwords that are absolutely dominating the AI community right now. And I mentioned them last night in the fact that we may need to do an episode about them. And I saw them trending again on Twitter today. So I took that as a sign that we need to discuss them and cover them in tonight's episode. These are the buzzwords vibe coding and its spin-off vibe marketing. So we're going to talk about what these are and whether or not marketers should do them. So let's go ahead and dive into it. First, vibe coding is an emerging approach to software development that has been born out of the AI coding wave with tools like Cursor and Windsurf and Replit and the general LLMs like Claude and ChatGPT and Gemini that can generate code for you. And it was actually coined by Andre Karpathy, at least gained prominence when he mentioned it. At its core, the definition of vibe coding is using artificial intelligence, specifically large language models, to create high-level code using natural language prompts and letting the AI do the heavy lifting as far as that code generation goes. And the way it's described by many is, hey, simply click fix bugs as many times as it takes to get you to a working application. Instead of diving deep into the code and worrying about all the syntax and the knowledge that it takes to build out an app, you're just vibing with the AI and creating your applications. As Karpathy described it, it's a way to fully give in to the vibes and let the AI take over. Now, before we even get into the pros and the cons, we have talked a lot about using AI coding assistants to help create applications as lead generators, and I am still very much on board with that as a strategy. However, I will say that my excitement has been tempered isn't quite the right word, but maybe updated a little bit as time has gone on and vibe coding, let's be honest, coding with AI assistants has become more prominent, especially among those who are non-developers, which absolutely applies to me and I think probably applies to many of you AI marketing navigators out there as well, who are also using these AI coding tools to build your web apps or your free tools and stuff like that. So again, I want to emphasize that I still think this is a very powerful and impactful strategy, but we need to take some things into consideration when doing it. And this is where I want to get into kind of the trade-off that vibe coding presents. But before we hit that, let's talk about the pros and the cons of using these AI coding assistants to perform vibe coding. There are a ton of advantages, which is why it's become so popular and why it's so potentially impactful for us as marketers. The first advantage is accessibility and the democratization of development. The barrier to entry to development has never been lower, and anybody who is willing to hop in and try using these coding tools has the potential to become a developer basically overnight, for better or worse, which we'll definitely talk about. The second advantage is speed and efficiency. The time it takes to develop these tools and platforms has never been lower because of vibe coding. A massively reduced workload is also a result when it comes to actually building out the application. The lift just got a ton lighter when these AI tools hit the market. And going along with that speed and efficiency, these tools allow for just incredibly rapid prototyping and innovation and editing and updating, collaboration, changes and updates that might have taken months to get through to a development team and get approved and get applied can now be done in a matter of minutes using simple natural language with your code base. Okay, the last benefit, the last pro that I want to talk about, I think is the most important and needs to be kept in mind as we get into the cons and the trade-off that vibe coding offers. And that is the fact that it's much more well-suited for small-scale projects. Small-scale projects that are not technically complex and ideally not extremely risk-sensitive when it comes to the storage of data or user information or proprietary company information. Now, for the cons of vibe coding, and these are all the things that I definitely should have thought more about when I was on the hype train for vibe coding, but they have all become much more apparent now that vibe-coded apps are really hitting the market. The first one is just the risk of having an app that is simply poorly developed and a poor reflection of your brand. But that is actually far less concerning, I think, than the second con, which I think is the most important, the security vulnerabilities. So without the proper oversight and implementation of code for your web application, you could very well be exposing your business data or your security keys, your API keys, your customer information, so your users' information, whether it's their passwords or the keys that they're using. All of this could be easily exposed if you're not aware of how your code has been built and if it's not being secured correctly. In fact, I'm actually going to share a Twitter thread of a user on X in the show notes who went through this very thing, having vibe coded an application using Cursor and then having seen it be attacked by users due to its security vulnerabilities. Major, major shout out to that user on X at LeoJR94_ for being completely transparent and honest about the process, being a vibe coder who is not experienced and having the courage to just straight up say, hey, I was attacked, I did this wrong, there were some mistakes. Anyway, check out his entire X feed to stay up to date on the story. I think it's a great lesson in marketing and being transparent and open, even though it's a hard lesson to learn, of course, but one that we should all try and learn from together. Okay, some additional cons to vibe coding, one being the limited control and limited customization capabilities that you're going to have with your app, the over-reliance on AI. So if you built an entire app and you have no familiarity with how it was built, with where the code is, how it all comes together, then you have very little to no flexibility in the future when you, or if anybody in the future, needs to make changes to scale up the app, to scale down, to deal with customer inquiries or customer support requests. All this to say that despite all of those pros to vibe coding that are still very, very much there, there are many, many pitfalls as well that need to be addressed and that we need to be aware of. And this is the primary trade-off that I want to talk about tonight with vibe coding, the trade-off between that ease of execution and the risk of a poorly developed, unsecure app. On the one hand, you have that incredible simplicity and speed and efficiency and the democratization of development that vibe coding presents. But on the other, you have all the risk, primarily security and business risk, that comes with putting any app out on the internet. So what does this mean for us as AI marketing navigators, especially since we have all been on board, or at least I have been on board, with the prospect of vibe coding from the outset? Well, I'll start by saying that I'm still on board with vibe coding, but with a caveat. It can't be entirely vibe coding. There needs to be human oversight, at this point at least, and for the foreseeable future, on these vibe coded apps. Definitely utilize that efficiency and flexibility to build something, but make it a prototype or a draft. If you are a marketer who's in an organization that has development teams, use vibe coding to get 80% of the way there and then bring it to your development team to button up and push it across the finish line securely and safely and correctly. If you are a freelancer like me, then we have a couple of options. First, one is just to accept the risks of putting something out there in the hopes of generating leads. But two would be to look for a contract developer to review your idea, your code, and potentially work on solutions, getting it to the point where it's feasible from a security standpoint and an operation standpoint, where it's not just going to crash and break for some unknown reason that you cannot investigate in the future because you don't know where to look. And then the third is to educate ourselves to a point of competency when it comes to developing a secure app, which is a much bigger investment of time and potentially money as well, but has also never been easier with the AI education and learning tools at our disposal. So while this third one might not be the fastest route, it's most likely the route that many will end up taking out of necessity. Certainly the route that I will be taking for any vibe coded assets or lead generators or tools created by Digital Pop for the foreseeable future. So AI coding, still hugely impactful, still powerful, but still young. And as far as recommendation goes, for any of you navigators out there, we are officially amending our recommendation here on the AI Marketing Navigator about vibe coding for marketing. It's still too early to lean on it 100%, but it still very much has a place in our tool belt. But at the end of the day, it's going to be your choice whether or not to run with it. Now, something that we are much more on board on in its early days here at the AI Marketing Navigator is the spin-off of vibe coding, that is vibe marketing. And this one very much applies directly to all of us marketers, obviously, and I think is well worth your attention and consideration, although I think it's a little bit of a clickbaity buzzword, to say the least, and we'll get into that as well. But for our purposes on our show, I'm just going to identify or define vibe marketing basically as any marketing that's been enhanced or accelerated by AI. It's the same AI-driven, high-level approach of vibe coding, but to the field of marketing. So, simple definition, marketing that involves leveraging AI to automate the creation of content, the development of marketing strategies, the outreach that you're doing in your marketing, And all of this based on your vibes with the AI. Essentially, guys, this is the exact marketing that we've been doing since the inception of the show and since we all started using these AI tools in our marketing strategies. Now, again, it just has that new buzzword, that new clickbaity term that is basically due to the virality of vibe coding, because we've all been vibe marketing for quite some time now if you're using AI. We've been doing things like using AI to generate results for specific marketing goals or marketing tasks with LLMs, or marketing workflows, or having AI generate the content or the strategies that are necessary to meet our marketing goals, specifically or not specifically, but in most cases, using LLMs, large language models, and conversational natural language AI tools back and forth to vibe out these strategies and these pieces of content. But I think it can very much now encompass the AI design tools as well. Although let's just stick with vibe marketing and not get into vibe designing and vibe copywriting and all this stuff. It's just AI enhanced knowledge work, basically. So to continue on what we've already been doing, once we've gotten these initial outputs for our vibe marketing, we then refine and iterate and continue to vibe back and forth with the AI assistant to get it to a place that is as refined as our strategy requires, as our prospects require, as our targeting requires. And in this case, as far as the trade-off, I think there's less downside and less cons, primarily because it's not directly tied to security. Although from a marketer standpoint, the risk could be just as big, because the risk here, I think, is a risk to your brand of poorly done work, work that has not been reviewed, that is clearly AI generated and regurgitated. All of these things that we have talked about on the show for the past almost 300 episodes now, all the things to avoid when it comes to using AI in your marketing strategies, these are the risks of vibe marketing. But having listened to this show for almost 300 episodes now, you also know that vibe marketing is very much the future of marketing. AI-enhanced marketing and knowledge work is absolutely the new paradigm of work. So vibe coding and vibe marketing, should marketers do it? In short, yes. In the case of vibe coding, it should be done with consideration and always with a human in the loop to ensure future security and future adaptability of any apps or tools that are built. In the case of vibe marketing, absolutely marketers should do it. That's the point of this entire show, to empower fellow marketing navigators out there with the capabilities that AI offers to allow one marketer or fewer marketers to do the work of many or many more. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.